Is it recording? Mm-hmm. Is it on mute?
Nope. It's not. You lied.
Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. I'm Meech Rose. This is Big Elvani. We are back at it like a fucking crack addict. All right. So we're right now watching the Skills Challenge. It started like middle of the way through us setting up.
Siakam won and then Bam won. So right now we're Bam, watching
Chris Middleton too. Siakam, Bam, and Chris Middleton, I believe. Sabonis with that pass.
Versus Jason Tatum right now. Sabonis is in the lead.
Slight lead.
Slightly, yeah. Ooh. Pull up.
Sabonis.
He lost.
No. Sabonis. Let's go!
Sabonis.
Hey, watching them cuts on my hand, bro. Like, what the? Ah, you opened it back up.
My bad.
What the fuck?
I was excited. Sabonis.
Damn, man. It was All Bigs Finals and Chris Middleton.
He's considered a big. My bad, man. Sabonis. Yeah, I get excited. If you guys watch the podcast, you know how much I like Sabonis.
Yeah, nigga loves Sabonis. Okay, we get it.
What's the ain't got a pain.
I think there's something wrong with the camera, guys.
Is there something wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
A little bit to the left. Like you on Zanny's? Okay, so Sabonis versus Middleton and
this
the other two. Siakam versus, I don't remember. Bam, I think?
Yeah.
What you got?
Huh? I got that. Pass me everything. So I don't have to keep on asking. Alright, so we have commercial break here. Go ahead and turn that off. I don't think they want to.
So, matter of fact, turn it all the way off so we don't get copyrighted.
Like that. We didn't tell you guys, but when we got copyrighted first video, we got copyrighted. Yeah. Or a copyright strike, I should say. And let me tell you why. Because in the background, I don't know if you guys remember, we used to do the podcast in his living room, and there was a TV hanging. And
so we used to play highlights in the background.
And they copyright striked us. NBA.
NBA themselves.
I think it was called NBA Broadcasting or something like that.
Yeah, there's some douchebags. But it is what it is.
Anyways, who do you think is going to win the Skills Challenge?
Skills Challenge.
So we have Chris.
Uh-huh.
We have Sabonis.
Yep.
We have Pascal. And we have, who else? Bam.
Bam. Okay.
You should already know my pick.
I'm going to say Bam.
Bam?
I'll say it's probably a Bam Sabonis Finals.
I'm going Sabonis. I think he's winning.
You think Sabonis is going to take it? It's for the new crib.
Coming soon.
See that.
March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving in to the new place.
We'll get y'all an empty house tour. We ain't doing shit else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're probably going to have furniture, though. We have our coffee table. We have the our room.
Right,
setup.
That's true. That's true.
The couch that we bought.
Well, we're gonna see it before we get it, right? We're going to go in there. Unlock it and look at it before we move the shit in.
Yeah, so, and then we could just fast forward it.
Yeah, we can just show y'all through that.
Yeah. And if you guys got some snacks, you know.
Did the Rising Stars Challenge happen already?
Rising Stars game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Oh, shit. Oops. We should have probably streamed that, but whatever. It was what it is.
It was okay. I watched the highlights. Ain't nothing special.
Yeah, the highlights is cool. Dom2K says the winner will be Bam. You say so.
A lot of people have a lot of opinions.
I agree.
But personally. I think we're going to go ahead and stop it unless you want to go over some stuff.
Nothing I want to go over yet. So.
Okay. So we're going to catch y'all a little bit
on
later.
The flip side. Yes, sir.
Should I do the palm thing?
No.
No?
For the love of God, no.
What the?
I'm going to pause, though.
Go ahead and pause it. But guess what?
What? Oh, my God. I ain't no hating on this nigga personally. When I say I hate niggas, I really mean that shit.
You said you were pausing. Alright. Bam.
Oh,
nope. No, Siakam got it.
No, Bam got it! Like I said! See you in the final, Sabonis. Nah, he actually gonna lose in this next round. Watch.
Because he's facing Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris
Watch.
Is a hell of a shooter, so he don't.
He gotta make that shot off top.
For you guys, a little bit. That's crazy, though. He's been knocking his shots down. The first one was just
a pull up in transition. Yeah, in transition, though. That was the craziest part. But Sabonis versus Middleton, right?
Yeah, Chris Middleton. I think Sabonis has it with the pass. His dad was known for a good passer. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll get the pass. But if he doesn't hurry up, Chris is going to hit that shot. I told you. Come on. Ooh.
He not fast enough.
Yes. He lost the ball. Chris Middleton lost the ball.
Okay. He got to make that first one.
Damn it. He lost.
Oh.
Holy shit. That's in.
Oh. The Sabonis got it, boy.
The people we picked.
Yeah.
Hey, stay tuned for our bracket.
Stay tuned for the bracket, because last year's bracket was crazy. And we predicted who was going to win the championship, too.
And we predicted this. To be honest, we both should. If you guys don't know our brackets, we had Blazers versus Toronto in the finals. We bullshitted with the Blazers.
Because they were looking good against the OKC Thunder, bro. I couldn't help it.
The Warriors.
Yeah, and the Nuggets. We couldn't help ourselves.
But, I mean, other than that.
We had the best.
Perfect. I'll put a picture on it.
So it was absolutely flawless.
We're going to go ahead and end it, the commercial break. So I'll see y'all in a minute.
Listen, we having some techno difficulties with the camera right now, but fuck it. Here, give me the camera.
I got it. You just
talk. We having technical difficulties with the camera right now, so this is just a podcast area, and it looks like Bam's in the lead. Looks like Bam wins.
Siakam.
All right. Bam. Sabonis. Come on,
Sabonis.
Bam.
Sabonis.
Bam wins. Like I literally said, I predicted everything perfectly. Bam versus Sabonis in the finals. Bam wins. Yes, sir. Your NBA Skills Challenge winner, Bam out of the bio.
I
have
no idea why this is
They just took our shit. Cause I said, I'm gonna call him WAP.
Bam won.
Like I said before.
We were having some camera
difficulties. Put it back on the tripod,
though. But Bam won, like he said. So we'll see y'all in a minute.
We'll talk about it in a second. That was him doing the inch. For the camera, for the YouTube.
Yeah, so we got that.
I completely forgot to turn off the mics for that. But it's all right. Bam wins, like I said. And we'll be right back. All right. So, well, let's hear what Bam has to say first. Pause.
You said you weren't going to let Dwayne Wade down. You wanted to represent not only for Miami, but for him here in Chicago. But you did mention this says a little bit about the direction the game is headed, that we've got a big.
Big, but sky's the limit for players, man.
He has
a
flat
forehead.
Damn. He's really mad that Sabonis didn't win. That's crazy.
Gotta be.
A special one I'm giving to my mom, man.
Second Heat player to win since the only other player on the Heat that ever won. Dwayne. The Flash Wade.
You're like a proud father.
Yes, sir. Who is that? That looked like Kevin Durant.
That did look. That's what's up, though.
That is what's up.
Yeah.
You love to see that.
Yeah.
That's what you love to see. All right, we'll meet that. So let's talk about it. How did it look?
Sabonis.
Give him a breakdown.
Sabonis and both Bam Adebayo are known to start their offense for the team, kind of like a point forward. So it's no surprise that they were actually.
A point five, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bam's
a point five. My bad. It's no surprise that. For the passes, they were dead on. I don't think they missed a pass at all. Sabonis' father is known for passing. Sabonis is a great passer as well. Again, they're both mm-hmm. start the offense basically for their teams.
Right.
The 3-point shot, bam. You got a shot.
Bro, that boy was struck out.
Got a shot.
All right, so let me give him a breakdown of what went down. All right, let me give him a step-by-step of what
yeah,
happened.
So our camera died and...
All right, so check this out. Bam and Saboni, they both did the passes accurately and perfectly. They ran to the other side. I think Sabonis got his dunk off first.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bam got his.
And Sabonis made it to the three-point line first. And shot. Yeah. And he missed.
Okay, so Sabonis makes it to the three-point line, shoots and misses. And then Bam comes up, shoots, bricks. We're like, okay, it's over with. So Sabonis gets that. He misses. Sabonis, he absolutely misses. He completely blew it.
And then
they keep missing back and forth for like about a second and a half. And then boom, Bam hits that little tray ball. Sabonis shot his right after and missed too. Mixed anyway. So
yeah,
there you go. That's what happened.
It was fun though. I think this was one of the most exciting ones. I'm not sure it's because I'm with you and we both get excited. So, you know,
I haven't ever watched one before. Cooper Bucket Drill. I never thought it was.
The one from last year was also exciting because Jason Tatum shot it from, what's it called? Half court and made it to win.
Because he was behind?
Yeah, he was running late.
That's crazy. I'll be mad as hell.
But, what's next? Probably the 3-point contest. Who do you think is going to win?
Probably Zach LaVine.
3-point?
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch, though?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But question. Who do you think is going to win the dunk contest?
I have two sleepers.
Okay. I'm listening.
Dwight and Pat. And we were kind of talking about this in the car.
We were.
Because Pat, I just got the information from a source.
It's questionable.
He has a 45-inch vertical.
That's what I hear.
That's from a source. I thought it was 43, personally.
Pretty sure it's 45, though.
But if it's 45, that's something... Like, he can recreate so many dunks, or he can just make his own. Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like, him being so tall, he can really just... Or him jumping so high. And being so athletic, he probably could do it from the three-point line. If that nigga do it from the three-point line...
He could probably do it.
Imagine, bro. Bro, imagine he straight jumped from the 3-point line and yammed that whole home.
If he does it, I think he'd probably be my favorite player in the season right now. Bro.
I'm gonna win a championship this year, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that when the season's about to end and then the playoffs start.
We'll do our brackets.
But 3-point contest, who's in it? I don't even know.
I know Zach LaVine's in it.
D-Book took Dame.
I think D-Book's... No, D-Book took his All-Star appearance. Did he
no,
take
but
his 3-point line?
Yeah.
Okay, so D-Book.
D-Book already won.
Let me go check on the information.
Yeah.
Keep talking, though.
D-Book, Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield might win it, I think. I'm thinking
Zach
Buddy Hield probably going to win it.
Obviously.
It's not really too many other, I mean
that I can think of. I know there probably like is eight.
I think maybe Joe Harris. Was Joe Harris?
Oh, because he's defending Joe Harris.
Right.
Whoa.
I don't know, but I think I'm gonna take Zach LaVine.
You're taking Zach?
Yeah, I think
imagine
I am.
Imagine if he does win.
Then he'll be a 3-point contest winner, a dunk contest winner.
But he
then
could probably won the 3-point contest and the dunk contest in the same. Yeah.
But check this out.
I think Trey Young's in it too.
Oh, Trey in there. That's who it is.
You didn't even take a hit of the
Nothing. That's you, though. I mean, how you feeling?
I should hit my head. I'm trying to stay composed.
What Chief keeps saying that Kanye song?
Shit, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I can't handle no liquor.
Hey,
like I said,
I
don't even know what you're talking about right now, cuz.
You know I ain't no lightweight.
I do know you ain't no lightweight. He ain't no chump, but that dude said something different, bro. I'm telling you. You're going to be texting.
Good. I was good for, like...
You're going to be texting an old girl in a minute.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody. Because, nigga, that's what I was on off that shit.
Nah.
I was like, somebody got to come take care of this problem that I got.
Nah, I'm good. But we'll go ahead and edit here and then come back when the 3-point contest begins.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Dude. Alright, and we're back. It is now time for the 3-point contest.
Which some people actually say that's better than the dunk contest. Yeah. I can see because somebody can get hot and just make a couple racks, you know?
It's more. Look at that nigga hair, bro. It's more consistent. Oh my god. No, it's not more consistent. It's more. It's always questionable who's going to win it.
No, but it's more consistent. I feel like you get a great performance out of
every
somebody.
Time. Yeah, least, every so. Year. Yep, you're right.
Because the dunk contest kind of has been ass here and there.
Yeah, it'll be right, a bad.
Trayon. Damn.
That is three in, ooh, ooh, two in a row.
He got two
and then
right
missed.
Now.
And then missed three in a row. One. Two. Three. Nope. Damn.
He got 4 points, 5 points right now. This is second rack.
Money ball he's gets going, him up to seven.
He's going to the Mountain Dew ball. Oh, he missed.
Missed the Mountain Dew ball. That's an important ball because those are worth points. 3 points. Yeah, you need those every single time.
That's a new rule if you guys didn't know. They have a 29.
Boy, is bricking everything. God damn.
29.9 feet. Something like that.
Yeah, it's damn near 30 feet. And he missed both Mountain Dew balls. It's going to be a tough one for him to come back.
9 points. 10.
It's going to be a real tough comeback for him. He got to make all his money balls.
Yeah, his money rack.
He got to make a lot of his money rack. He got 13 going into the money rack. 15. 17. Ooh. 17. Nope.
Oh, he needs to make these ones.
Ooh. And that one don't even count.
Yeah.
15 points. That's bad.
It's all right.
That's it's bad, right. though. Look at how many he missed.
It's all right.
The Latavian Lakers are going to win it, so it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, so, yeah, who do you have?
I have Davis Bertans.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure who I have.
Here's the list right here. I know I said Trae Young. I said Zach LaVine, and I also said Trae Young. Yeah. But Davis Bertans is my pick.
I'm going Duncan Robinson.
Heat players. They're really good.
What if all Heat players win? Because then there's also a 3-point contest. The slam dunk contest. Derrick Jones Jr. is also.
That'd be a crazy night.
That'd
in
be
Chicago.
Cool. That'd be cool as fuck.
Heat win everything in Chicago.
And then also
the
Jimmy.
Sweep.
And then Jimmy Butler
wins
yeah.
MVP for an All-Star game. Oh shit, boy! Airball. Air brick the second one. Oh, that's bad.
That was bad.
He ain't looking so good. Your pick ain't looking so good, man. He got 1 point going into the second rack. You said, you said Duncan Robinson. Spurs legend Duncan Robinson, by the way.
But the 3-point contest, like, Paul George 1 year missed a whole bunch, so, you know, shit happens.
What if he make all the money balls? Oh, my God, really? Is he hurt?
Ooh, two in a row?
Three in a row. Oh, well, that's why this is his money rack. That makes a lot of sense.
Ooh.
He damn near hit every one of his money rack.
Money ball.
Oh, my God.
Bro, he's on fire right now. Ooh.
Trey's out of there, by the way.
Well, he's already tied. He just has to make a couple more.
Trey is out of there.
There, he beat Trae Young. He has 16.
But you don't want to just beat Trae Young. You want to get your score as high as possible.
If he gets to 19, that'd be good.
You
17.
The thing is, you want to get your score as high as possible because
18, 19, 20, right here. 18, that's not bad, though.
That's really good. He made all of his money balls. Missed one money ball and made up for it with the green ball.
Yeah,
with the Mountain Dew ball. So,
that's what Trae Young had to do.
That's all Trae Young had to do.
He had to make his money, or his Mountain Dew balls.
Right. Well, here's Duncan Robinson, your pick.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you don't want to just beat the guy behind you. You want to run the score up so you can beat the guy ahead of you as well. So, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure.
You like that Mountain Dew? Bless you.
Well, it makes it a little bit more interesting.
People are saying that they didn't like it.
I like it, though.
Because, I mean, that's where they're shooting from now, basically.
They're pulling it from there. They're literally pulling it from there in like regular season games. So, for them to be able to just stand and shoot it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why'd you
I had to sneeze. Because I didn't want to get copyrighted.
Right.
Trying to avoid getting copyrighted.
So Duncan Robinson's next.
First shot off, and it's a drip bucket. That's two in a row.
Two in a row. Ooh.
I mean, it's a fun contest. It's really fun.
Bro, put the volume back up. I can't.
Just it's put it too down much.
A little bit. There you go.
Oof. He done missed everyone from the wing. Oh, like, there's one.
He needs that money ball.
And he blew it. He needs that.
He needs that right there. That money
That'll
ball.
Double his entire That's score.
Fuck.
He blew it. He looking a little slow. Why everybody look so slow out there? They look sluggish as hell.
Well, they have they added an extra 10 seconds.
For the money ball.
Yeah,
or for the green balls.
Mountain Dew. He needs to make most of these.
There you go. He got one of those. So now he's up to 8.
He's 8.
Bing.
Ooh,
9. Come on. Bing.
Ooh.
10. Bing. Ooh. Bing. 11. And he's at 13.
There we go.
Now is his money section. So now he has nothing but. He just got to make a couple of them. Boom. There's another one.
15.
Boom. There's another
17.
One. 17. Boom. He beat the last nigga.
There it
Boom.
Is. 19.
21.
21.
Ooh. He only had 19.
Which he beat Devontae Graham.
No, he tied with Devontae Graham. Didn't Devontae Graham? He had one money ball left, and that would have put him up to 20. Yeah. So, yeah, he had 18. He beat the last two people. And if
those Mountain Dew balls are clutch. You better make those.
You have to make at least one. So, we're going to see how the Latavian one. Laser does.
But the thing is, when he gets hot, he can shoot
he
from anywhere.
He dropped 30 on us, I think, on the Spurs.
From anywhere.
Literally, just pulls it. And he's tall. Look like Matt Boner.
He does.
You can't even, like, boy, tall with a red
Wait,
head.
How many people go to the second round? Two people or
three?
Three.
Buddy, Devin Booker's next.
Devin Booker.
And then
Which he is a champion already.
Well, let's see how he does. We'll see how he does. Because he isn't a bad shooter.
No. I mean, he's already
Bing.
Won one, though.
He bricked it. Bing.
That's one.
That's one. That's two. That's three. And missed the money ball. So he has 2 points going into the second rack.
Three. Four.
Oof.
You need that.
Five. Damn. What is
and
that?
He made this watch.
Ooh, shit. So he's at 11. 12.
Ooh, he might win it.
He's hitting it.
Yeah.
Money ball. 14.
He's hitting all the shots he needs to hit.
15.
He made both the Mountain Dew balls.
Oh, he's at 17? 18?
Yeah.
19?
Yeah.
20? Oh, my God, bro.
He's at 21.
And he's at his money balls. Airballed.
He could just airball all these. And
Damn, 21, 23. Ooh. Damn, 25. Damn, 27. Damn. That's the most tonight. That is the most tonight. Trae Young is absolutely eliminated.
Wow, yeah.
Goodbye, Trae Young. Goodbye, Trae Young. Is Zach LaVine next? I don't know who's next.
They didn't give us an order.
They didn't, so. But I know Zach LaVine's coming up. The Latavia Laser. Buddy Hield. That's three, right?
Yeah. Who else?
Because we already seen Trae Young, Duncan Robinson. Oh, Joe Harris. And that's four.
I think probably Joe's going to go last.
Probably because he won last year. So that makes sense. Devin Booker looks good. His stroke looking real good out there.
Yeah. But with three-point contests, it's all about your legs because you'll just get tired of shooting, basically.
Yeah, shooter's fatigue is a real thing. You could literally be standing in a corner shooting and doing absolutely nothing else and still fuck around and
So, yeah, Buddy Hield's next, then Bertans, then Zach LaVine,
then Joe Harris.
So the top three scorers go to the finals.
Exactly.
But it is a commercial, so we're going to go ahead and stop it. And then
real quick,
Trae
Young has been eliminated.
Oh, yeah, he has 15. He has the lowest score right now.
The lowest score. He's absolutely out.
Yeah,
he's out.
He's out.
So Trae Young has been eliminated
from
the finals.
That sucks because he can shoot it. If he would have hit
just wasn't known as thing.
The
Mountain Dew, the two Mountain Dews. If he would have hit both of them,
he would have been fine. Because that's 6 points off of two shots. So.
He would have had 21. He would have had the second most score.
Yeah.
That's literally all he had to do. But
all right, we're gonna go ahead.
See you guys.
Come back.
Peace for Buddy Hield's time. Buddy Hield's turn, and first shot, bricked it. But that second shot he dropped. Buddy Hield is one of the better shooters in the league. Probably the second best shooter in the league behind Steph. Not third, because Klay's up there too.
Yeah, but Steph's not in the league. So
he's hurt
right now. Yeah.
Well, this year, Buddy Hield is probably the best shooter in the league. Because
Chris Middleton, though. Because he's in that.
Okay, listen. Just based off of previous experience, the people that have been playing in the league for the last 3 years, okay, that aren't retired. Of the best, it's been Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, yes, Buddy Hield, and Kevin Durant and, you know, all the other people too. But why those have been my three.
Why is Devontae on the bubble when it should be Trey? Because he has 18.
Well, Trey's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's got to just beat him. Yeah, Devontae. Oh, boom, it's over. Yeah, bye, Devontae. See you.
Damn.
25. Every single money ball he hit.
D-book.
He hit every single money ball.
He had a chain on, too.
With the chain on with some Jordan shit. Okay, I see you, buddy. Every single money ball. Oh, Jesus. His money rack was beautiful, yeah. Beautifully placed. He knew exactly what he was doing when he did that.
We're always having quality issues. Every time
it's not that bad this time.
It's not that bad, but...
Last time it was awful. Man. Jesus Christ. It was so bad last time. I wanted to die. 27 in the first round.
So him and... Oh, here's your guy.
The Latavian Laser.
Both him and Devin Booker had 27. So if he makes like 25, he's in it.
Yeah, I think he just has to beat 25. Or 19. It's just 19 to beat.
19? Oh.
That is a bad opening for the Latavian Laser. But that third one he hit. The fourth one, he missed again. Moneyball. Okay. We need you to do good. Ooh, for the Spurs, please. Thank you.
There's another one.
Oh, it's not looking all that
it's
great.
It's not looking good.
Five.
He gotta make that.
He need that. Yeah. That's a necessity.
That ball. That's him.
God. Come on, Davis. All right.
If he makes most of these last ones, he'll be good.
Well, if he makes this second, if he makes this second do, he's in a good shape because now he has his money balls right here. Yep. Great shape. That's beautiful. Give me something. Boom. 13. Boom. 15. Boom, 17, bing, damn. 19, bam, 21, every single one.
He just made six in a row, counting them out.
God. Seven. Ooh, he made seven in a row. This nigga's a monster.
Damn, bro. He's not even moving the net.
Bing, damn. 26, second most scored in the first round. That is Davis Ber-fucking-time, boy. He looking real good out there.
I think the first and second one are tough for the competitors, but once they get to that third one or to the Mountain Dew, that's when they start feeling it.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's where they have to start feeling it, or else they're out.
Yeah.
That shit is perfect. That form.
He made his entire money ball rack. The Mountain Dew also, and then I think he went seven in a row counting the Mountain Dew ball.
Yeah. Counting the Mountain Dew ball and the first rack. One of the second of that next round.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine, one of my other picks. I know it's Davis though.
Yeah, 26 that's a tough score. That's a really tough score.
My boy Davis is winning this. Oof. But Zach LaVine has a nice little opener. That's a nice opener.
Damn.
He made everyone. Jesus. Oh, this is gonna be tough. All right, good. He's missing some of these. Chicago boy, though. Chicago native. I won't be upset if he wins.
Chicago native.
Well, he lives there now. All right, here's his money balls. And he missed his first one.
That's kind of a bad one, though.
You can't miss any of your money balls, bro. Like, you can't. You're just not allowed. And he only made two of them.
But that's the farthest... point, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true, but that's not the point. The point I'm making is you have to set up your money balls for
that. That was a bad decision to have it there.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Unless that's where he feels comfortable.
Yeah, but they only put the money balls where they feel the most comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but.
Well, you have to make all of these.
Yeah.
You got to make all of these. Nah, you're out, actually. He's out.
Yeah, he has to get 26.
Yeah, he's out.
Damn, he made every single one.
All he needed to do was hit one of them motherfucking Gatorades.
Yeah. The Gatorade Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dews. One of them Mountain Dews.
We're not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not. The only place we sponsored by is Micho. Micho. That's it. His homegirl thinking he got hoes and shit. Turn the camera off.
Oh. Wait.
Joe Harris. Fuck. I gotta cuss this bitch out. She keep playing with me.
Alright, fuck it. Joe Harris won last year. He needs 26. That's tough. But I mean, he's a proven champ for the 3-point contest. So.
And he made his first one and the third one.
You just gotta make sure you hit those money balls. Damn.
That boy is getting the bitches. Yang him. And Bing. He's really making sure he hits those money balls.
Yeah, that's him too.
Ooh. Joe Harris is up there with one of the best shooters in the league too.
Yeah.
Kyle Korver, Joe Harris.
Kyle Korver, yeah.
That's one of my favorite shooters in the league is Kyle
Korver. Yeah, but like Kyle Korver's just been so consistent.
Absolutely. He's been consistently one of the best shooters in the league for the last 10 years.
He needed that.
He's 14. Ooh. 15.
It looks like he's kind of 16, taking his time. I don't know if that's the best. He 7, got 18 seconds.
Oof. 18? He has 18. And now here his money ball rack.
Money ball.
20. Ooh.
He needs all of them. Ooh.
It's over with. Yeah. He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
He can't defend it.
He's actually... He just lost his title. To the Latavian fucking Laser. Shout out to the Laser out there putting up buckets.
Jesser?
Not that Laser. Not that Laser.
Yeah, he's using a lot of legs. So Booker, Buddy Hield, and Bertans are all going to the finals. I think I'm gonna go with Booker from those three.
I told you.
You got
the Latavian Laser, Davis Bertans.
Well, we'll be back though.
Right back. Break. We'll be right back to y'all. Yeah. Y'all won't even notice we gone.
Right now they're interviewing Buddy, Booker, and Bertans. In the final round, I thought you didn't want to get Cupper.
The boy said Cuppy right strike.
And a dancer, I like it. And you may be considered the dark horse of this competition.
Absolutely.
Who says no about your shooting ability?
This is our guy. This is my guy. Spurs boy. Spurs baby boy. Spurs made. He said he just got to make as many as possible.
No, he said that no hard feelings.
To who?
The Spurs.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, he's going first. Turn it up a little bit.
My baby boy. Come on, Davis. Let's go, Davis. Let's go.
What if he just comes back? Like, in free agency or something?
I want him to so bad. I think he got another year on his deal, though.
Oh. Let's see.
Oh, he missed his first one and the last one, though, so.
Yeah.
He missed his first couple
of
those
last ones. It's kind of looking the same, though. And then he makes this. Yeah, see? It's kind of looking the same.
It does look the same. But his form is just pure.
Look,
his form is just pure, man.
I mean, he's there. It's not like he's breaking them bad. They're just rimming out. Or hitting the rim. He needs to make this.
He does. And he did. Boy got 9.
Yeah, he's hot.
Going into his last one. Oof. Is he hot? I think that was just a good shot.
Yeah, you're right.
10. This slow money, it down. He's slowing it down.
He gotta do this money rack. The money ball's coming up. And he makes it.
Oof. Well, he gotta hit all the money balls. He gotta hit all the money balls.
And you know he's hitting all the money balls.
Every single one.
You know he's hitting all the money balls.
God damn. Ooh. Oh, he missed the last one.
He's at 18 right now. That's not bad, though.
And he has a whole rack left. 19. 20. Oof. 20?
20.
20.
22. That's not bad.
That's not bad. So all they have to do is score less than that.
Yeah. As long as you're at 20.
Hopefully we can just get a tie so he can tie break. Again. Yeah, so he can look a little bit better because this was a little
The first one to miss a shot.
His shot, like, literally is the same every shot.
Well, that's...
It's so beautiful. It's so pure. The best... One of the best jumpers in the league.
That's what great shooters have. They don't change it.
And you know what's crazy?
Spurs shooting coach is one of the best shooting coaches in the league. That's why Kawhi can shoot threes now. That's why Kawhi can shoot threes. He came in not being able to shoot. So right, that's so important.
Devin Booker's coming up next.
And he had the highest scoring first round.
Well, him and Buddy.
No. Right.
They
tied?
Yeah. They had 27 each.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Score to beat is 22. And he has two to begin with right now.
Yeah. Not the best, but.
Definitely not the best opener.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, so he's coming back. He's now at six. Or
and
seven.
And he made this watch.
Nope. Ooh. Nope, he missed it. That's an important shot. That gets you into your like rhythm. Heat rhythm for the next couple racks. Okay. And he has 12 now.
And he got to make this. He made it.
15. His money rack is next. So, oh, shit. It might be over for the Latavian Laser.
Ooh. Yeah, he's hot.
He's good. He's hot. It's over with for the Latavian Laser. He's not missing any of these.
Ooh. He's missing all these.
Well, he already done tied. It's over.
Ooh, he needs this.
It's over.
It's
with.
Over
for him. Oh, man. And he buried him with the last one.
You can't, but
you can't not bet on Devin Booker. Bro.
Yeah, he's already been a champion.
Can't not bet on Devin Booker. That's a tough one.
You know what? If he wins this and then also wins MVP for the All-Star game, that'd be a good for him. That'd be a good story.
Yeah. First of all, that's a really good story of him getting snubbed for the All-Star game, getting in because of an injury, and then coming in and winning and sweeping it pretty much.
Yeah.
Imagine if this nigga get in a dunk contest and just win that bitch.
And what if, like, out of nowhere, he just gets, like, a 45-inch vert?
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
And then Buddy Hield's next. So he has his money
money ball in the corner.
In the corner.
The opposite corner of the...
He starts.
Yeah. Which...
Oh, he's starting the other way.
Which makes sense because you wanna have your money ball in the... Like, when you're in your rhythm already.
Yeah, but he's starting from the other way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, do they usually... I think he's left-handed.
Isn't he? He is left-handed.
No, he's right. He's shooting with his right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Weird. Maybe he just chose.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can choose. Well, he made all of his wings.
Watch him make this one. Bitch.
Oh. Boy got 9 points.
You know what's bad about that, though?
What?
He has to run around the thing. Because he's shooting with his... Because if he was running the other way, right? He would just pull up with the right. But he's running counterclockwise, so he has to go around the thing. So it might be a time that he's wasting, but he's at 15 right now, so...
Can't be too bad.
Yeah.
Can't be too bad. He's 17. Looking good.
19.
All right, so this is his money ball rack. This is important now. Ooh. And that's a good one. That's a good way to start.
Ooh.
That's a great way to start.
Ooh.
It might be over with. Oh, shit! And he wins it with the last fucking... Bro, with the last money ball, he wins it?
Damn.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
That was dramatic as fuck.
That's crazy.
That was dramatic as fuck.
Alright,
buddy. With the chain on. The Kobe chain. The 2-4 chain.
You see how what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
He had to go around the racks.
Right. But I mean, it wasn't the best idea, but shit, it won him the match.
He won, yeah.
He won.
Then he made 8 money balls.
One. That was that last one was
Look
crazy.
At
that boy was holding hands. He's like, please, for the love of God.
Devin Booker.
I know D-Book was mad as hell. He's like, fuck. Trey Young is like, oh my God.
Trey ball does.
Boy ain't got no hair on the top.
He's basically Alex Caruso, but shoot.
A better shooter, Alex Caruso. You gonna compare him to the GOAT like that?
That's what's up.
That's like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan.
That's what's up, though. I mean, I ain't mad at that.
Buddy Hield, man. Yeah. Winner of the 3-point contest. Joe Harris really lost in the first round. That's crazy. He definitely
disappointed.
He disappointed. That's pretty insane.
But, I mean, Sacramento really hasn't been doing anything this year, so getting this...
Well, to be fair, Fox was hurt for the first
time. That's what I'm saying, though. They just haven't been doing anything.
Yeah, there's been talks that he isn't happy. He wants to get traded. Maybe he wants to see, you know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, winning this, you know, always makes you happy.
Like, yeah, getting a W.
Yeah.
Getting any kind of W always makes you happy. Even though he just, but again, I say, there's been talks about him wanting to be traded, him being unhappy, and things of that nature. What do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Especially considering the fact that he just signed an extension in the beginning of the season.
I would say, I see where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the Kings.
He's coming off the bench right now.
Three seasons with the Kings. So if you're not winning, you want out. Alright, winning fixes everything. So if you're not winning,
he's 24.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I know you want it now, and I know that you're pressing, but like
not for me.
No, I'm talking about for him.
Yeah, him.
I know he. I understand that he wants it now, and I know he's pressing for it. But your point guard's injured. Your five is injured.
Yeah, Bagley.
And you're the only person playing out there, and you're not doing too crazy. You're not doing. You're not going nuts. So you want to just be patient.
But. Again, I understand where he's coming from. Absolutely. As a young player, you want to win. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose. You don't want to be known as a loser.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, yeah, maybe you have to be patient. Maybe say two years or something, 3 years.
I'd say give it another 2 years.
Because then you're going to be stuck kind of like D-Book.
D-Book, yeah. You don't want to end up in those predicaments, but simultaneously, you want to give your front office a chance, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to give your teammates a chance to grow.
They haven't been drafting bad.
Terribly?
Yeah,
no.
They haven't been drafting.
But check this out. The thing is, like, them drafting bad, like, wasn't a thing since he's gotten there. And on top of that, they have a direction, unlike Devin Booker, unlike Karl Anthony Towns. Well, they have a direction that they're going into.
Now the Suns have kind of a direction. They've been
a minute direction.
In the start of the season, they were good, or somewhat.
Really good.
Yeah. But they kind of fell off.
They definitely fell off a cliff.
But, yeah, injury does have to play a part with that.
Injury's playing a part this season. Him not playing all that great is playing a part this season.
But
I mean,
just give it some time. If it doesn't work, then you can...
Be upset. You can say, you know, I want to be traded. I want to move. You know, that kind of shit. But until then, you want to... You want to give your front office a chance.
You're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're actually trying.
Because the thing is with trades, wanting to leave your team, is you have to choose between the devil you know and the devil you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know this front office that you're coming into. You've never met with them. You've never had a meeting with them. You don't know what they do. And you don't know if you're going to be an integral piece for their next couple of seasons, or are you going to be a trade piece and you're going to have to move.
Okay.
All right.
So for the podcast, we're back.
We are back.
We were having some issues with our mics. I'm not sure what happened.
Ooh.
I didn't even start this.
Oh, my God. You are the worst. You made me start the camera and didn't start. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, y'all.
Cool.
I guess we're not uploading a pod then. What the fuck, yo?
That's not bad.
What's your problem?
I do say it.
Now it's an excuse. Now it's a fucking excuse.
What do you think that's it? He did under the dunks reverse tomahawk basically.
Man, shut up. I'm so upset with you right now. Bro, I've never been this upset with you before. You really disappointed me.
Shit happens. Get over it.
Shit wouldn't happen to me.
Damn, first 50. Aaron Gordon. Let me see shot. No reaction? Alright.
Shaq is like...
He's not impressed at all.
None. I want to see him come out there and do something, dude.
Yeah. Man.
Pat Connaughton deserves to be a little bit higher.
What, you said 47?
Yeah, I said 47. And Derrick Jones is like, that was cool too. I would have gotten out of 47, 46.
Turn it off and then we can talk to the pod. So Dimitri didn't turn on the
Shut the fuck up. You know damn well that was you.
So So he didn't turn on the mic.
So Giovanni didn't turn on the mics. So we missed. What happened?
Dwight, he had a 41.
Giovanni didn't turn the mics on.
Dwight had a 41. Derek Jones Jr. had a 46. Pat had a 45. And then Aaron Gordon had a 50. He did miss. I do want to note that he did miss his first attempt.
Does it matter?
I don't think it matters, but it matters at the same time.
It don't matter to me. It wouldn't make me no difference at all.
No. What if they missed twice?
It's the dunk.
Is that no?
Him missing the dunk means nothing. The vote in the rating is on the dunk itself.
On the dunk itself, yeah.
So I don't think that him missing the dunk or doing it first try is like it doesn't matter.
I think when you're there though, it kind of takes the life off the crowd.
No.
Yeah.
When you see an amazing dunk almost happen, you get a little like you still get a jilt. You still get some sort of jilt. So and then it causes build up to see the dunk actually land, and once he finally lands the dunk, it's like, oh shit, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So I never been the type to be like, yo, oh, he took three dunks to actually complete it. Oh, it took so long. Yeah, like no, I don't care.
I'd rather prefer them make it though.
I mean, yeah, that'd be cool.
Excuse me. I do understand where, you know, it's physical. Like,
it's difficult.
Especially those type of dunks. Yeah, it's difficult.
So.
But I'll prefer it.
Like, but me saying it's difficult, that's crazy. That's just, it's different, though, because these are the best athletes in the world, yeah. And it's necessary for them to be trying to do that kind of shit, making this kind of shit.
I think
but
it's more if it's difficult, like a really difficult I think dunk? I could probably see it, but if it's kind of more of a simpler dunk, maybe like a 360 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, the dunks seem alright.
I mean, they ain't bad.
I kind of like Dwight's though. I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't care.
You
for
didn't
it.
Like it.
It
I
was
liked it.
Not impressive.
Bro, he just stopped in midair.
Yeah, but like stop. I can do that.
Do it.
I can go stop. I'm not jumping in my room and knocking my TV over and all of our equipment.
You're right.
But niggas can stop in midair and look at you. Like, I literally do it all the time. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
But it was an okay dunk.
I liked it, though.
It was mostly made with his $1 million smile. The nigga got $1 million smile.
Yeah,
he's so marketable. I don't know why he doesn't have more fucking, like, endorsements. Because he's marketable as fuck. We ain't gonna talk about that.
But I know why.
But we ain't gonna talk about that.
But yeah, I mean,
it's because he pillow soft. It's because Kobe called him pillow soft. I blame Kobe. All
right, chill out.
The GOAT.
But Dwight said that
Kobe's words are powerful, bro.
No, but
they can end your career.
Dwight said that he has a dunk that's gonna bring Kobe, like him and Kobe's relationship, full circle. So, you know,
maybe
he still has something in the bag, and he might bring it out right now since he's in last place.
Yeah, he might have to.
Yeah,
he might not have an option.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead. We just, I forgot to go ahead and press play.
Of course he did.
Actually.
Nah, pause it. Go ahead, pause it.
All right, well, we'll be back.
And once again, we are back. I controlled the recording this time, so no issues.
And I controlled the camera, so no issues.
Shut up.
So Dwight.
For his second dunk.
Yeah. Let's see what he got. I think he's probably gonna do a Superman dunk, like, you know? Yeah. I called it. I like this.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
I like this. Shaq's mad, though.
Shaq gotta be mad.
Shaq is so mad.
I know he hot. He tight. His name is Dwight.
His mama named it Dwight. I like that. I like that. He has a 24 on the Superman.
Instead of the S, yeah.
Oh, look at that ball. And it's a Kobe ball. He has to do. It's snakeskin. I think he's going to do that thrunk that he did. Remember?
Let's see.
Right, Dwight.
If he don't make this,
he has to. For Kobe,
he got too much pressure. He gotta make this shit. Ooh,
a regular ass dunk.
That shit was ass. He disappointed me.
Mildly disappointed.
He disappointed me. It was just an alley-oop.
It was literally just a loop.
Let me see where he jumped off. Probably
a 35.
Dang, he got up there though.
He did.
Damn. His head was above the rim, bro.
It's a 34.
It's another 40.
34. 7, everybody. Maybe 35.
Nah, look. 50. They gave him... No,
are you fucking what? Serious?
They gave him a 49.
Are you joking, bro?
I don't know if it's just the Kobe thing.
It's the Lakers thing. Lakers effect. He's always getting the best shit.
He even shook his head no. Out of here. Did you see that? He even shook his head no.
That nigga did not deserve that.
Look. He should have picked out his hair. Kobe.
You can't pick out dreads, bro. You know how long that takes? Yeah, that is, that'll really... And then 90% of his hair will come out, bro.
Still.
Uh-oh. The MVP is involved?
Damn, he's going to jump over Giannis.
Giannis is the MVP?
What, 6'11"? 6'10"?
6'11", 6'12". 7 foot.
7 foot?
Yeah, he about 7 foot.
What if he does this Aaron Gordon?
If he does the Aaron Gordon here, that'd be crazy. Them test jumps... Crucial.
He gotta move out the way.
He needs some space.
Man. Come on, pump up.
Ah, he fucked up. He almost broke down his neck.
It kinda looked like the same dunk.
But it's a taller nigga.
Yeah. I would just change.
Yeah, I'd probably change. Yeah, I'd just come across a different way.
Yeah. How many dunks do they have? How many attempts?
Three, I think.
They don't have any.
I thought they had three. He got it. Mm-hmm.
He hit the backboard? Hold up. Wait a minute,
bro. No way! Bro, you gotta be tripping. No way.
Let me see.
Are you serious? That's what he was trying to do?
That's a 50.
That's 50. Absolutely a
50. I thought he got hung up.
I thought so too. Jesus, fuck.
You know how long you gotta be in the air for that? Look at that.
A very long time.
Look. That's a 50.
Yes, sir!
That's a 50.
A big 50. Yes, sir. He deserved every bit of that, too. That was a lot. This nigga hit the backboard and then dunked. Are you serious? Look at Giannis's face. He like, fuck. Please don't hurt me.
That's gonna be meme, so. I think she's the only one that really recognized what happened, because everybody else
is like, what?
Yeah.
He must have got hung up. No, this boy
we're just like,
I was confused.
Yeah, me too. That's when you know it's a good dunk, though.
When you have to watch the replay? That's a high quality dunk right there.
He's about to go crazy. All right,
Derrick Jones.
He is about to go crazy.
Boy, need a 45. Jesus!
First try too. Let me see that bag.
Are you serious?
This is reverse between the legs slam.
360. Bro, cock back tomahawk. This nigga between the legs three. What is that? A negative 360 cock back tomahawk?
Negative
360. Because he inversed.
Reverse 360. Cocked it back.
Are you dead ass? Yo, are you serious?
No, he is not impressed.
Look at this. Bro. And he came down strong. Because, like, when people do 360s, they be a little weak with it. He came down hard.
That's a fit. That's a fit, yeah.
Jesus. He deserved every bit of that, too. All right, Aaron Gordon, it's all up to you, cuz.
He hasn't been as impressive, man.
He got a 50 in the first round.
Yeah, but like this, look.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane. All right, Gordon, show me something. Like, need 46 to advance. He needs 46.
I don't like those jerseys.
I don't mind them. I think they're nice.
He's bringing out the mascot.
Is he bringing out the mascot?
He's bringing something out.
He ain't bringing out nothing.
Is that Chance?
Chano from 79.
Chicago native.
Chicago native.
And there's three Chicago native in the panel. Well, not native, but we got Scotty, Kenneth Parker, and then D-Wade.
D-Wade is a Chicago native. Scotty played in Chicago for the best part of his career.
And Candace is a Chicago native.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's all Chicago. It's been a nice night for Chicago, man. I know they're having a good Spike time Lee out there. There. He's a New Yorker.
No, I know. He is scared.
That boy's scared for his life.
He ain't that tall, though.
He really ain't. That's not, I don't know why he's so scared.
Don't tell me he's going to do...
the sit down?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't say it's a 50.
No, it was good, though.
It was really good. 47, 48, 49. I don't want to give him a full 50.
No, Shaq approved.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 50. Shaq ain't saying shit the whole night. He ain't smirking, nodding nothing the whole night. And we got a nod from Shaq.
Listen.
Ooh. It's nice. But I really like that Derrick Jones one way more. And the Pat.
Yeah. I agree.
And Dwight's was just not near for me.
Yeah.
It was not near none of that for me. That boy,
Pat can't dance. Pat and Derrick Jones right now have one of the best dunks.
Yeah, they both have the best to me. Yeah. Those are one and two.
They're going to give him a 50, though. He's going to advance. Yeah, I see. That's a bad quality.
That's terrible.
That wasn't even that.
You telling me 5G is that good? That's it?
He's using an Android. Ooh, look. He got injured. Derrick Jones Jr.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. All they robbed Pat.
We're going to go ahead.
They robbed it here, Pat.
And then,
No. Let's talk about how they just robbed my boy Pat.
Go ahead.
Because Aaron Gordon did not deserve to be in the final two. Absolutely not. Aaron Gordon did not deserve to be in the final two. It should have been Derrick Jones Jr. versus Pat Connaughton. Absolutely. Because Aaron Gordon's dunks have not been that good to me, bro. Like, I've been mildly unimpressed. Been very unimpressed. Can you not let them see that?
That's a dub.
It is a dub, but don't let them see that. I've been completely unimpressed with Aaron Gordon's dunks. I probably couldn't do it myself. Yo, chill out. Damn, this nigga acting like he ain't never got no coochie before. Jesus Christ.
No, but yeah, I agree.
Let's go.
We gotta go with that. Look. Here. That Kobe.
My hand hurts. I can't really do it.
That's right. They don't know.
I do it my left. It don't look as well. It don't look as cool.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, bro. Alright, kill the TV. I'll kill the mic.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
What?
That was like Derrick Jones.
The first one?
The one where he did it first.
Unless it's... No, I don't think it's out.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up. I seen you get up.
Yeah.
Bro, hurry up.
Tell me if you been on. And put it on mute just so I can double check. That boy got a snap on the fucking during the pod and was showing me the fucking snap. Look at how happy he is.
Yo, where's the
look how happy he is.
Why did this
we're happen? So happy. Hell no. Alright, mute. Oh, here it is. Listen to this nigga, bro. Hold up.
Let me see. Dang, you fucked it up.
I did fuck it up. I don't even remember where it's supposed to be at right here.
Flip the screen.
My God, this boy Derrick Jones, bro. Oh my, that's a 50.
Look at that.
That's absolutely a 50. That's every bit of a 50.
That was easy for him.
Smooth.
Damn, too. Look at his legs, bro.
Oh my God, he did a split. Bro. The way I knew he was gonna be crazy. The way he did my nigga Jakob Poeltl. Shout out my boy Jakob Poeltl. But the way he did my boy Jakob Poeltl,
I knew. Also dunked on Rudy this year.
We ain't gotta talk about all that. Like, I already said one. You don't have to say the other
one.
No,
I'm just saying, man.
I mean, that's not
defensive player of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy.
I thought you were talking about Rudy Gay.
No, Rudy Gobert.
It's like,
we imagine if they would have given like a 30. He called it. They're doing it on purpose.
Yep, absolutely. They want to.
Yeah.
They want to so bad. Because they're trying to have a good dunk contest this year.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but like, don't.
Who is that? Oh, the TikTok girls from Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Twitter. These niggas. Bro.
And I bet you they're going to film a TikTok.
Absolutely.
While doing that.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Let me see.
Are you serious, bro?
And he's dunking from the.
I ain't no hate ass bitch, nigga.
Which one, a bitch?
What is oh, my God. They about to do the dance.
Is he jumping all?
He's not.
He's jumping over all of them?
He's not.
From the free throw?
He about to have them dancing in the background while he.
That's your ass.
This is weak.
She doesn't this even is want weak. To do it.
I'm she disappointed. Do she it. Doesn't. She doesn't want to do it. She just standing
those
there.
Those jackets are icy, though.
They are.
That's what I said.
If they don't, bro, I'm going to be tight. Why were they there? Why were they there?
Look at my face.
43.
That ain't.
36.
He got injured.
24.
He got injured. So it happened 2016, the slam dunk contest. And 2017, he got injured. And I don't think he had the same powers.
I give him a 3.
Wait. That's not 250s. No, not even that. He did like a half spin. If he would have done a 360,
he didn't even he don't even deserve a 49, bro.
They're gonna give him a 50.
They did. He did the same exact dunk, but just with cooler background.
Not even a cooler background.
40. No, they gave him all 10s, bro. I told you they're gonna give it to Aaron.
On purpose.
I told you they're gonna give it to Aaron Gordon, bro. I told you. What did I say? They're gonna give it to Aaron Gordon.
Why does he keep on putting his stuff back on? Like, you're just going to have to dunk again.
You know why he keeps putting his stuff back on?
Because he thought he was going
to
win.
Because he deserved to win. That was not that cool. That was not that cool, bro.
I agree. Look, I thought he was going to jump. If he would have jumped over them while they were making a TikTok.
Or something
that like that. Cool. That would have been cool as fuck. Or if he dunked it from the half court line, jumping all over the people that were dancing.
That's definitely 150, bro.
Because it happened before, because Michael Jordan did that in Space Jam.
It's a fact.
So
it did happen. That's a true story.
I think Eric Gordon is just destined not to win a slam dunk contest.
Because there's just so many better dunkers. Like, he's a great dunker, but there's so many better
dunkers. I thought that one year, though. I thought he won.
Zach LaVine was tough, bro.
It's over. I've never seen a dunk like that. Look at T-Wit. I've never seen a dunk. Bro, I'm speechless.
I can't breathe. Oh, my God.
I've never seen a dunk like that, bro.
That shit was fucking crazy, bro. What
Dominique is up. When Dominique is up.
Yo, what? You know? Did you see my... Oh my God.
Oh my God, that shit was disgusting. I've never seen that.
Oh my God, bro.
So he had somebody lob it up and it hit the backboard. He jumped over the person, and as well as jumping over the person, he between the legs and then
cocked it back and dunked it.
And like you were saying, it wasn't what? That's crazy. It wasn't like he didn't have any power. He still hit it with power.
That was insane, bro.
Look, Shaq approved.
Shaq stamp.
Look at that. Pat Riley? Look at Pat. They're gonna give him a 50 again. Just to keep it going. Who was that? He just take that jacket off. Is he?
Take the jacket off, bro.
Is he trying to do a 3-6?
Is that Markel?
Yeah, take the jacket off, bro. I think he's trying to 360 it.
Ooh! He missed it. That would have been crazy. Bro, I wouldn't even be able to lie. That shit would have been a 50. That would have been a 50.
All the way to the ground.
Ooh!
That's a 50. That's a
50. Oh,
that's a 50.
Shit.
That's a 50. That's a 50. Should we show him?
That was insane, bro.
That was a 50. I was talking shit like he. Remember, I said
it. He didn't even deserve to be here. If we keep it in a buck, he didn't deserve to be here. Look. But that was insane. That one was absolutely insane.
Damn, his head was above the rim.
Wow.
Where was this before?
Where was this like 30 minutes ago? 15 minutes ago.
And that wasn't even the greatest pass.
Yeah, that was pretty. It wasn't that good. It was pretty bad, actually.
Look at Scotty.
What do you mean he's taking off his shoes? It's over. He still got to do another one.
They should have just gave him a 45. They should have just gave him a 45.
That shit was insane, bro.
Why do you take your shoes off?
It's only two dunks. You can only do a two-dunk dunk off. You can't do another one.
Yeah, they're doing more.
That's tied.
But they're doing another one.
They're tied. It's over.
Yeah, but they're going to just keep on dunking until somebody loses. That's what they did with Zach LaVine. They had like four dunks.
He got to think of some shit.
He probably didn't think he was going to have to
do all five fucking dunks.
Who was that? Is that Pat? He changed.
Nah, that ain't Pat.
Who was that? What if he does the same thing but better?
Bro, that should have been insane. I'd cry.
He'll have to get a 60.
Gotta give him a 64. Ooh! Ooh, is that better than the last one, though?
But as long as he gets a 50, though. Is that KD? Look at his head, though.
Oh, my God.
Look at his head, though.
Oh, my God.
You know what's crazy, though? I don't think he's missed a dunk, has he?
I don't remember.
I think he probably only missed one.
Defending the first one.
Yeah, if anything. They should try to get it like the old, what is it called? NBA Live, where you used to throw it off the TVs. If he don't get a 50, he's out.
Channel?
What if he just posterized him? Look at me.
46. Give it to Derrick Jones.
Yeah.
Because Derrick Jones deserved it way more, bro.
They just want him to win.
They want him to have him.
Yeah. Or they just want to have it as long as they can.
Give it to Derrick Jones, bro. Because Derrick Jones definitely deserves that. He deserves everything. Derrick Jones has been consistently putting up 50s to me, personally. Eric Gordon has gotten 50s from the judges, but I don't think he deserved those.
That's not a 50. I mean, that was impressive.
It's impressive as fuck.
That's not better Absolutely. Than the other one.
But no.
You're happy with her performance?
Greatest? I mean, Derrick Jones has been putting on a show.
49. Oh. Bro, just do it again. Why is he trying to make it a tie? Shit. I feel like because they know that he can't beat Derrick Jones. You know what I'm saying?
They know.
Because that wasn't a 50 to me. So this is it?
They should have been getting it to both of them.
To who?
To both. They should have been gave it to Derrick Jones, but if they're going to give it to both of them, they might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
And they're going to give it to Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Free throw line. He's gonna do a free throw line.
Bro, my heart is pumping. Oh!
That's a 50. That's a 50. Yeah, he's one step in, but still.
That's so far.
That's far.
That's still far as hell, bro. He should have just did it from the other foot. Because he could have did it. He could have made it all the way.
Look at that. That's a pretty ass dunk. Oh. Scotty, look at him. He looks like he's plotting. He's scheming right now. They give him 49?
They robbed Derrick Jones. They robbed Derrick Jones. They robbed him. They robbed him.
That's a 50, bro.
They robbed him. Bro, I told you they was going to give it to
him. I would like to see Kenneth Parker do that.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Yeah, look, he just said, I thought that was a 49.
That's some bullshit. That is some absolute bullshit. That's crazy. That's bullshit. They done robbed Derrick Jones. I don't even really want to watch no more, to be honest.
Damn, he's gonna jump over Taco.
Nah, they ain't jumping over Taco. You ain't jumping over Taco.
If he jumps over Taco, though, I ain't gonna lie. If he jumps over Taco,
I'm just disappointed, honestly.
I thought that was a 50 as well, but
I'm just really disappointed. I'm very upset.
He looks like Beetlejuice.
Shut up. I'm just not a happy camper. Look at Shiggy.
It's not even Tuesday.
It's Saturday. It's been a bad Saturday.
I hope he doesn't make it. I genuinely hope he does not make it. Whoever's listening to the podcast, they just robbed somebody. We need the police. We need the police. Nah, he's not gonna do it.
It wasn't even a room.
Wait, was I supposed to be impressed? I thought he was going to be doing something over there.
He did.
He didn't even clear him.
He didn't clear him. He didn't even come close to clearing him.
Look.
He pushed off.
No, he didn't.
He did. Watch. He pushed right there. He's pushing.
Oh, yeah. But even with that, he's... Taco still dug down.
That's bullshit. They robbed Derrick Jones.
Look, he didn't clear him.
They robbed Derrick Jones.
They really did, bro. Look.
Derrick Jones was absolutely fucking robbed, bro.
Are you checking what they said on Twitter?
Nah, I just had the tweet. Oh! They tied? Did they tie?
No, Derrick Jones, I think, won. I think he won by one. Yeah, Derrick Jones won.
Let's go! He deserved every bit of that, too! He deserved every bit of that! Fuck Eric Gordon!
That's not how we rock. He didn't clear him. He jumped over like somebody that's 6'6". Look. He didn't clear him.
He didn't clear him at all.
He basically jumped over... A 6'6 guy.
He rubbed his balls all up my guy's back and then pushed off off the ball. He didn't clear him. Derrick Jones Jr. deserves the win, bro. He deserved the W. He deserved it. Aaron Gordon was not showing me shit this entire time. He showed me like two good dunks.
He did, yes. Jump over Taco Falls.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Derrick Jones deserved the win.
He jumped over Taco Falls, yes.
But he didn't clear him. First of all, he
pushed off with the ball like this. Right, and then
his head, and then he still clotheslined him in the back of the neck with his balls. Like, it was not a good. He didn't clear him. It's not like you know, it just wasn't good.
Bro. And on top of that, Derrick Jones Jr. was, like you were saying, consistent.
Consistently 50s. Showing me 50s. For me. Consistently showing me 50s. Aaron Gordon shouldn't even have made it to the second round, bro.
No.
To be honest.
Even Pat had that one dunk.
Pat deserved to be in there. That, more than Aaron Gordon.
Look, Pat jumped over Giannis, hit it off the backboard.
And then and dunked it.
Dunked it. Like, it looked awkward.
Because it was so much that he had to do.
You know how long, bro? He had to be.
Let me delete that tweet.
What'd you say?
I said Derrick Jones got robbed.
Somewhere in my house, but it might be in the trophy case. Just by itself. Not close to it. This will go down as one of the
during the pod.
How would you describe it? It was great. Not a great competition. Nobody's out here putting on the show for the fans. I just know what we're supposed to do.
Congratulations. Once again, give it up for your 20th.
Derrick Jones deserved every bit of that.
Yeah.
Every single bit, every little second of it.
Yeah. Look, he's trying to plead his case.
Taco Fall says Aaron Gordon was dunk was not planned. I was scared for my life. That's hilarious. That was literally 3 seconds ago, and they already got a tweet off for it.
He legit clipped him from the back.
And he did.
Sat down, kind of.
On his head.
So look, Bam and Derrick Jones. Now they just need an MVP for the All-Star. If they would have got the 3-point contest, that would have been like a quadruple win.
I mean, the Heat is taking home a lot of shit. The Heat taking home a lot of hardware, but is they gonna take home that chip? That's the question, because they've been playing really well.
Yeah.
They've been playing really well, and they look like they pretty much taking over the All-Star weekend.
Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and cut it and then come back.
Dog, he.
So they're saying that they barely, or he, or Aaron Gordon barely clipped.
No, balls. Aaron Gordon ran into the back of Cuz's head. Cuz was bent over.
Like
the,
if you want
like,
to see
it
the
was
replay,
bad.
Look it up on YouTube, or
we might be able to finesse a GIF in there.
No. I'm gonna do a little highlight.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you want, go to our podcast channel, the Lockdown Podcast on YouTube. And you know that's a live reaction we're doing, so we're gonna be on film. And
you can see our faces because that was that's hilarious.
But I'll go ahead and put a highlight there of the dunk. He didn't barely graze him.
He hit that. He hit every bit of that.
Sat down on his head.
Like, he barely, damn near sat down on Cuz's head. Like it was.
I don't
know
if they're trying to push an agenda.
Absolutely.
Aaron Gordon win
one at some point.
Win one, but.
It seemed like they was forcing his win because he definitely did not. He wasn't.
He didn't have 50s to me. He had like two or three.
Those two in the second round.
We're good.
Maybe.
We're good.
Yeah, I think maybe those were 50s. But the first one definitely wasn't a 50, and like the last one really wasn't the Taco Fall one. I mean, that's crazy. Oh, he dunked over Taco Fall, but really
he sat on him. He basically jumped over a 6'6" guy.
And like it just
because he didn't even clear him that well.
I'm just disappointed in Aaron Gordon's performance. I honestly thought he was going to be better. Fuck TNT, by the way. They're trying to.
I'm not going
to
say.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it be like, oh, we want both of them to have them, so Aaron Gordon can have a trophy. Blah blah blah. But I feel like Aaron Gordon didn't deserve it this year. He did not deserve to make it past the first round, bro. If we're keeping it a book.
Yeah, I agree. But I completely agree.
That's it for right now. I gotta take a leak. Pat Connaughton?
That's a sleeper dunk, bro.
Pat Connaughton went crazy.
I've never seen anything like that. The only thing I can think of is the Larry Nance one.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't jump over anybody. He just jumped up, tapped it, remember, and then slammed it. He jumped over Giannis, 6'10", 6'11", basically.
And he, let's put this out here. He's 6'4", 6'5".
But he cleared Giannis, right? And he had enough time in the air. Hit it off the backboard, and then he was like, "Oh yeah, let me dunk it," and then dunked it.
And he got a well deserved 50 for that one. But the one before that, the white man can't jump one.
I like that one too.
I think that deserved the number it got, but Aaron Gordon's didn't deserve the number it got for the first round. Like I think they were giving him a little leeway because they robbed him recently. Yeah.
But
it just wasn't good.
We'll come back.
Derrick Jones deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And I think that's it. We're going to wrap it up.
This out. Your thoughts, quickly.
Yeah. Real quick, Derrick Jones Jr. deserved a 50 for his last dunk.
Aaron Gordon didn't deserve a 50 for his first dunk and his second dunk either. So,
be on the lookout.
Aaron Gordon didn't deserve to be there at all. But appreciate you guys. You guys enjoy your night. We will be back.
Like, subscribe.
No.
You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Subscribe. Leave us a good review.
Yeah. And then if you want also, if you didn't know, but now you know.
Don't do that. Don't tell them about that.
We got the YouTube popping off right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
So if you want to see what we look like, if you want to see our live reactions.
To our faces.
If you want to watch our basketball videos that have been doing really good and they're very entertaining, go ahead and watch that.
Lockdown Podcast on YouTube.
Yeah, and then also our Twitter. Go ahead and follow it.
And if you can't find us in the search bar on the YouTube, you can go to Twitter. You can find us at Lockdown Pod, LockDownPod. And it'll be in our bio. It'll be on our description. It'll be all in there. You can follow us on Instagram if you use Instagram a little bit more. That's THE underscore, right? LockDownPod. So please go check us out there.
But this has been
Meech Rose. This has been Meech Rose.
Big Giovanni.
And we are the Lockdown Podcast. And we appreciate you guys for listening. Peace.